Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Crimson Circle Christmas celebration right here in Louisville, Colorado. Amazing.
Okay, false start. You have to say holiday.
Holiday.
You have to say holiday because it's politically incorrect technically.
Okay, welcome to the holiday Christmas celebration.
Oh!
And I'd like to get a long shot again of the stage area. It's so beautiful. And I don't know if you can put it on the screen so they can see.
Peter and Horace and Mark Ritter just knocked themselves out to make
just
this happen.
Really beautiful. And Linda and I felt kind of sad because normally we get involved with the decorating, but this year we've been kind of busy. We just got back from Hawaii. Sorry.
Poor us.
We didn't get a chance to help with the decorating, but it's you know, for those of you listening online today, if you were here, there's everything. There's the beauty of the holiday decorating. There's the energy. Everybody was in such a good mood as we started, and you were getting a little verklempt.
Well, is that what you call it?
That means German for emotional.
It sounds so cold.
Verklempt, yeah.
No. Okay, so, you know, Jeff and I have been talking a lot because the Adama's 10-year anniversary is coming up. So we've been reminiscing about a lot of different things that have been going on. So I didn't realize it, but I felt a little sensitive. And then because I was in the back and I had a lot going on, I didn't get out early enough. When I walked out here, this is an incredible, unbelievably cool audience. Yeah. I mean, sweet Chambra and a number of people we haven't seen for a long time that have been able to make it here. There's people that we just love that are here.
Everybody's online. It's like, oh, I don't believe it.
You guys see it. It's a glorious audience.
And the red and the Santa Claus and everything.
And we didn't say a Christmas theme, but there it is. That's what Chambra do.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's glorious. And it's so awesome to be able to celebrate during this holiday season, a beautiful season of sparkle and light and wish and wonder. Thank you for being here, and thank you for tuning in.
And my dear, you look so beautiful today.
I have moments.
And I want to start. I want to start singing to Linda. Baby, it's cold outside.
You promise? You promise?
I can't sing
please,
that. No.
Please.
I'm being politically incorrect. It's like, baby, it's warm inside.
Oh, yeah.
We won't go there. Anyway, welcome, everybody. For those of you listening online or listening at a later time, which is actually right now, thank you for being here. This is our once-a-year celebration for the holidays. And afterwards, for those who are here, we're gonna have a party. We're going to have good food, good drink. And we're actually going to open that great big bottle of wine that's sitting back there. You already did.
That figure. That's Shambra.
We already did. And then at the end, we're going to have karaoke. Yeah. Led by none other than karaoke. So karaoke with karaoke. Yeah, this will be good. Sart, you've got to sing a few tunes, you know. Aren't you going to do YMCA by yourself, Sart? Oh, not so good.
But.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Let's. We have quite a few people here from out of state, so we're going to welcome
them.
Could
we turn up the light? Oh, thank you. You read
just
my mind. Oh,
magic,
you guys are so lovable.
Magic.
Okay, so we have quite a few wonderful guests. We have Marit Paus from Switzerland.
Marit, good to see you. So glad you're here. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we were with you at the Master's Guide in Italy and then bled, and now you're here, and from here you go to
Hawaii.
Yeah, amazing.
Good to be with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. From Finland, we have Eero.
Eero.
All the way from Finland.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Are you ever in Finland?
Not so much.
Not so much. We've seen you all over the place, but I'm glad to have you back at the studio. Good, thank you.
So, we have Chris Thompson from Alabama with Roger Thompson also from Alabama. Maybe brothers?
Yeah.
No, just Thompsons. Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Oh, what are you doing here? It's so nice in Phoenix. Antoinette Verna from Phoenix, Arizona.
Antoinette, you look so lovely today. That's
very, very lovely.
You know, we kind of had forgotten to announce anything about dressing up for today, but some people did. And some people, I'm not sure if you did or not, but you look I'm not sure if it was intentional, but you look great.
And then we have, it's stated as this, but I don't think they showed up yet. Segmet, I want to see Segmet.
No, I don't see her.
No, she's not here, okay.
No, she'll be here.
They thought it was a boy, and I said, no,
no
Segmet,
no,
that's
Segmet.
The...
Segmet, yeah.
I'll
You'll
kick your butt,
You'll know it when
woman.
She's here.
I mean,
she's dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, from Los Angeles, Cindy Bibu.
Cindy, great outfit.
Where you go?
Right. And Cindy, you got to be really careful about walking around in here. Yeah, and the people behind you are going, get a frickin' that thing out of my eyes. And
you sat in front of somebody that's very kind and nice, and they won't whack you.
Yeah.
No, she's very nice.
I give that to Adamus later on.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
And Ivana Verkus from
Ivana.
California.
From
good to see
Sacramento.
You.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Glad you're here.
And from Treasure Island, what'd you bring with you?
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, Florida, Danuse Mitchell. There you go.
Hi, Danuse, good to see you
again. Good to see you.
Glad you're here.
And then Ann Somariva from New Mexico's here again. Nice to see you. And from Houston, Texas, we have Michael Brandt.
Dr. Brandt, good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
It's been a little while. You've been a speaker at many of the midsummer conferences. Haven't seen you in a little while. Lucky to get out of Houston. I think it's like raining or snowing there or something.
Torrential rains.
Welcome to Colorado. Sunshine all the time. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
And then there are a few people that aren't on the list. I guess they're hiding. Oh, well. Oh, and a special note. We're so lucky. Susie Schimmel's back here for this monthly meeting. How sweet is that? Yay, Susie Schimmel.
Susie's, okay. Oh my God, don't embarrass me, Linda.
That's all that's on my list.
You know Linda.
So everybody else must be hiding.
They're hiding.
They're hiding.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, well, glad everybody's here, and for all of you online watching, delighted that you're here as well. I feel kind of revved up because I know a little bit what Adamus is going to talk about today. Yeah. No, he, you know, he keeps...
Yes or no? You said yeah, and then you said no, he...
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, that's how I feel. I'm kind of, I'm excited, and then it's like, oh, no, what's he going to do? But I'm really excited about it. No, he's been, he keeps evolving things, and I love that. He keeps upping it. Sometimes it's a little hard to get it all absorbed before he moves on to the next step, but he's really been kicking it up. We did a couple of workshops in Hawaii recently
that
we'll talk about, but wow, I mean, it was just unbelievable, knock your socks off kind of stuff. We'll talk about it in a minute, but I do know a little bit what he's going to talk about today. I know he's going to have you on the microphone running around the audience.
And that means you will be on the microphone.
And
you can hide, but you can't run.
Have you already picked out people that you think really?
Hell yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Some of you are already on the list.
We got some really interesting characters.
You know, he's kind of launching into a new area, and it's I'm excited about it.
That's good.
I'm
that
really
you're the channeler,
excited.
And you're excited about the material you're going to channel.
Well,
It would be really bad if you said, I channel this sucks so much. No. That would not be fun.
No, look at it this way. Like a college professor, like Dr. Brandt, you used to be, and you're teaching the same curriculum year after year to a new set of students each time. But after, I don't know how many times, 3 or 4 times you've taught the curriculum, it's kind of the same thing. You're like, okay. But we're not doing that here. I mean, he keeps putting new stuff in, going to other levels. It's exciting, and it's nerve-wracking because we never know what we're to expect. But
no, I never know, but I'm not the
channel. No. But it's fun. It's stimulating.
It is fun, and it is stimulating. And I love that he's rewriting physics and energy.
Oh, yeah, in a big way. In a big way. Now he's rewriting everything.
You think?
And just to kind of remind us what we did last month, because I never remember.
Oh.
We always put together the
little... None of us do. We kind of do. And I think I do. And I see the video. It's like, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I was there. But if I ask you right now, what was last month about, would you remember?
Hell no.
Okay. That's why
we
do this.
No, that's not fair, because I hear all the channels.
Yeah.
So the last, between this one, there were 2 incredible workshops in Hawaii where he went on about energy
and Kihak.
And he just, it's like, how am I supposed to go backwards?
That's why we do these.
Thank you.
So we're going to play the recap from last month. Sit back, relax, and relearn.
Oh, boy.
So I asked to get started 3 awarenesses. I wanted to see how aware you are.
Oops.
The biggest thing I'm aware of with all of you is that you're feeling this kind of dissolving effect or things moving, you could say breaking down or going away. You almost feel kind of like everything's deteriorating very quickly. There's tremendous movement right now that's occurring, particularly as the master, the human are integrating. A lot of old stuff is going away. A lot of the facade that you put up, the identity of yourself is rapidly changing, kind of collapsing. I've said before that you don't really have a destiny. You are free beings to choose whatever you want. But there's one thing I left out. There's one exception. Well, actually, 1.5 exceptions to that. A soul destiny. Let's start with the premise that you came to this planet. You took on a lot of lifetimes. The human took on a lot of lifetimes of experience. You finally got to the point. Maybe it was last lifetime, probably. Some of you this lifetime, but you got to the point and said, no more. That's it. I've experienced what there is to experience. I have gone through love and I've gone through hate. I've been a pauper. I've been a prophet. I've been, isn't there a song about that? I've been all these things, and I've had it. That began the awakening, and it was, in a way, for many of you, you in your awakening, you felt this tremendous kind of release and relief, because you're done. That's it. Now all you have to do is pack up your belongings and walk out the door. Kinda. Then you start this whole path into what I call mastery. It's the allowing of the wisdom. You're done, but before you leave, you got to allow in the wisdom, the master. Part of you, you're kind of in a conflict because part of you is like, I just want to get out of here. And I just want to go back into my sovereign domain. And part of you is like, ooh, yeah, I can be a human and a master. I can know everything. I can create anything. Maybe I'll stay around for a little while longer and see what that's about. But back to my point. You've never had destiny before. However, in this whole time from awakening into mastery, there is a destiny. The moment you say, I'm done, the human, hear me, master, I am, the human is done with all this. The moment you say that, you are actualized. Actualized meaning it is done. There's nothing else you need to do. But the funny thing is that the human keeps thinking there's something else to do, that you haven't learned something, that there's a lesson, that there's a secret key that you have to find. None at all. None at all. The destiny now is that the master starts to come in and, in a sense, guide your life. In a way. The master comes in and will not allow things in your life that the human might have done. The master doesn't care right now. The master is blind. The master doesn't care. The master plays interference and keeps that human from distracting itself during this time of going into mastery. That's why sometimes the things that the human wants don't work out. The master is not going to let you get distracted right now in a bad relationship or a bad job or any of that. So there is a destiny. That's a beautiful thing, actually, in a way. You realize, I don't have to work at this. I just get to experience it. I don't have to fill it with a bunch of philosophy and macchio, and I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry what's going to happen next. I don't have to worry about it one bit. One bit. You're being guided. The master is keeping you on the path, keeping you from getting distracted, from going off the path. And sometimes it's very, very frustrating because you want your freedom. You want to think that you're making all the choices. You want to think that you can do whatever in the hell you want. But feel into this for a moment. In spite of that potential frustration, when you said, I'm done, this is it, time for realization, and the master, the wisdom moved in and has kept you from a tremendous amount of ache and ultimate aches and pains, isn't that a beautiful thing? That you have this level of guidance and protection. I guess that would be even a better word, this level of protection to assure that you will have your realization, to assure that you'll have the integration of the master and the human. What a beautiful thing. As you bring in the wisdom, you also bring in the maturity. And with the maturity, you start releasing the soul destiny. In other words, it doesn't need to keep you from going errant, falling off the road, or whatever you want to call it. Suddenly, that destiny is replaced by pure wisdom. Pure, beautiful wisdom. A whole new maturity, and that is what's happening right now. And I cannot emphasize this enough. You cannot do it wrong. You cannot make mistakes. Everything that's happening in your life right now is all part of your realization, whether it's a health issue, financial, just contending with yourself. It is all part of realizing what is actually already done. Now, imagine something that's actually here now. Making real choices in your life. Not choices of what kind of coffee you're going to order or what color shoes you're going to wear. I mean real choices in your life. Choices that you would have been afraid to make before this. And some choices, big choices, career and where to live and partners, yes, some of that, but even bigger choices in your life. Choices that, in a way, weren't really available to you before because of this destiny factor. But now it is. Choosing what you want to experience next. Let's take a good deep breath with that. Wow, so that was last month. I actually forgot about that.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm glad we replayed that.
Me too.
Now I know. I don't have to worry about it. Just allow it and enjoy.
I'm going to remind you of that when you least want to hear it.
Probably. Okay. Recent events, we were...
Is that congruent with a Virgo?
No, not really.
Not so much, no.
Okay. Last month, we had a couple of events at the amazing Villa Amio in Kona, Hawaii.
On the Big Island.
And as you probably know, we're spending a little bit more time there now. Linda, in particular, really loves it. Really loves it. And, you know, it takes me probably 3 or 4 days to really get adjusted. You get adjusted overnight. But there's a whole different pace on the island. It goes kind of slow. You want anything done, you just have to take a deep breath and allow, because it's going to be a while before it gets done. And I'm hyper Virgo at first. It's like, what the hell's wrong with these people? They drive under the speed limit. I mean, drives me nuts. And it's like, come on, we've got places to go. And they're like, not so much on the island. No.
Jeff.
I settle down. Then I settle down. About 3 or 4 days later, you should see me like, whoa. Just like laid back and relaxed, kind of.
Sort of cool, kinda, Jeff.
Yeah, kind of semi. I'm not a real laid back kind of guy. Anyway.
But it's just... It's an environment that I just am astounded by it. It's beyond even what I ever expected. It's such a gentle energy.
Yeah.
Breezes up off the ocean, and then at night off the mountain, and the wind off the mountain has got the coffee trees.
I'm looking at the picture on the screen here in the studio. Maybe we could show it to everybody. You know, that's from the I think I was in the hot tub when I took that. It's like, oh, wow, this is the good life. But the reason why I love it so much is because Adama said right after we got it that it's grounding the Amio life for all Chambra. So even if you never end up going there, it's grounding the Amio life. It's bringing it here to the planet. You know, we kind of had it in the other realms for a long time. You know, we had our earthly life and then what we'd want to be the master's life, but they weren't both together. And he said we're really grounding that energy for everybody. And it's really quite amazing, a beautiful place. And
you almost can't go there without chilling out. And what I don't think that's a coincidence, because then when we have events there, everybody comes there kind of chilled out. Everybody's
chilled out.
A little bit off the radar, and they just relax into it.
How many here have been there to the Villa Amio?
A lot.
Quite a few. Okay, good, yeah. Good. All right. It's an amazing place. It's becoming very magical. You know, we got it about a year ago, and the house had been relatively vacant for a couple of years. Previous owners just sailed around the world.
They were sailing, and they just weren't there much.
Yeah, and the house was so sad and kind of dreary and a little lifeless. And then we came along, it's like, oh, yeah. And we did a lot of work on it, painting and everything else. And the energy there now is just, the minute you drive in the driveway, it's just kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's just beautiful.
It's in nature, it's panoramic, and the slowness of the culture means you don't have to hurry through anything, and if you think you're gonna, you're stupid.
Yeah, right, nothing happens fast.
And there are no high-rises. There's one hotel a little bit down the road that's like maybe 10 stories on the beach. Is it even that?
Oh, no, six.
Six. They don't allow high-rises on the island, so there's just something absolutely charming
about it. Actually, from the property, you do not see any other houses, so it's not like you're looking out to the side or in front at somebody else's house.
That's the view.
You see an ocean, and that's it.
And Norfolk Pines and the sun setting every single night.
Anyway, we had two events there last month. The first they were both Amyo retreats,
right.
Which, by the way, doesn't mean anything. I mean, to Adamus, we call it,
It doesn't matter what you call it.
A schmuck workshop, and he's going to do his own thing. We call it the Amyo retreat, and yet they're very, very different. If you were to any Amyo retreat going back to Italy, and then you come to one of these, totally different. We call it the Amyo retreat, but...
Well, the other thing Adamus likes is that we limit everything to absolutely no more than 30 people.
Right.
So as you know, that when the group is that small, and he says, I reflect the energy of the group, that there's an intimacy that's automatically created because you can feel that your energy, specifically that small group, mm-hmm. is where Adamus starts and takes off.
Yeah. So it's called Amyo retreat, but they're both very different. The first one we had... Chamber from 13 different countries,
13.
From South America, all throughout Europe, Finland, and U.S., Canada, everywhere. And then the second one was all Japanese.
Translation.
Yeah. Well, they were all from Japan also.
Yeah, but we had Japanese translation.
And the translation. And I have to tell you, I was a little nervous about the translation because Adamus tends to go pretty fast, and I'd never worked with the translator, Sako.
She was incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Incredible.
And basically, I think it was Adamus told her, don't translate, don't do the translation, whatever they call it. He said, just channel. And she did, and she was just moving with the energies.
Unbelievable.
And not stopping to think. She was keeping up with Adamus, and...
She was funny. Originally, she didn't trust that she could do it, so she was trying to find a translator. And we said...
Interpreter, yeah.
It has to be a Chambra, mm-hmm. because anybody else gets lost. And they have to be able to just, when they translate, they have to be able to channel the energy. And she was really nervous, that's a good sign, actually.
Yes.
And she did an incredible job.
She was great.
Do you have photos?
No, I don't. We've got a video. Come on, this is 2018.
Videos are made up out of photos.
But it's a video.
Okay.
So we're going to play, to Linda's chagrin, we're going to play a video that covers both events. And just feel into the energy as you watch the photos play on the screen. Kind of the harbor area that's from the villa. That's me. That's Linda. Thank you. sunset watching. New dog in Hawaii, Belle. Sako, translator. Looks exactly like our dog, Fred. She would just lay down as soon as Adama started channeling, laid right there. We let the neighbors take care of her while we're gone. Adama's had everybody putting their feet in the pool, hot tub. Linda went through chlorine in later. Sunsets are absolutely beautiful.
Stunning
from there.
Panoramic view, yeah, every night.
It's a straight westward shot, and there's nothing in the way. And the air is very clear there now. Yeah. After the volcano last summer and then the hurricane, even the islanders are saying it hasn't been that clear in 20 years. It really moved some energy, cleared things out, and it's so beautiful now.
We had several people blame that on Chambra, that when the April group came there, that the volcano is when that's when it really amped up, was after Chambra were there.
Yeah.
And people were accusing us of our fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a look at some of the upcoming events, things we have scheduled in the future. I think this is actually today. Is our annual Christmas celebration immediately following the shout? We're going to break out the food and the.
You're supposed to say holiday.
Holiday, but then it wouldn't be all C's. It would be Crimson Circle Holiday Celebration instead of Christmas. That's all four C's, you know.
Well, then I want to hear, "Baby, It's Cold Outside."
I'll sing it to you later.
I promise.
All right. Anyway, that's today. As soon as we're done with the shout, we're going to do a quick conversion here in the room. We're going to ask everybody to leave the studio area so we can put up tables for dining, and we'll put on some music. And can't wait for the karaoke. Yeah, maybe I'll do the "Baby It's Cold Out There" during karaoke. Yeah. "Baby It's Cold Out There." Okay, so we'll move along. And
promises.
Yeah. No, a bottle of wine, I'll do anything. It's true. We're doing the biannual. Is that right? Is it biannual or semi-annual? I don't understand.
Semi-annual.
semi-annual, twice a year, we do a special webcast just for the Crimson Circle Angels.
Semi means half year.
Bi means
half year.
Doesn't bi mean two?
No, that means sexually confused.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's appropriate. The biannual Crimson Circle webcast at 11 o'clock on December 20th. It's available to all angels. And I think right now there's almost 900 angels around the world.
I'm sorry, it doesn't mean confused. It means swings both ways.
Oh, okay. Well, let's have the discussion offline.
With the wine.
When we're not webcasting. Yeah, with the web. Yeah, so we'll gather around later and talk about you.
Next.
Okay, that's December 20th, just for the angels. Coming in January, I'm really looking forward to this. Adamus is already chatting to me about it. Is Pronos 2019. Pronos has gotten to be a big thing.
With everything going on in the world right now, that would be very interesting to hear his update.
I know. Well, he's calling this the Dragon Enters, or Enter the Dragon, or something like that. It's about the dragon. I have no idea yet exactly what that means, but I love the graphic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the graphic is enough to make me want to listen to it, and which I will be. After I channel it, I'm going to go back to that for a second. It's live and online. We'll have an audience right here in the studio. We'll also be webcasting online. And then you can also subscribe later to the Cloud Class.
They're usually interesting. Adamus definitely doesn't hold back. Mm-hmm. It's basically him giving his opinion of the vision of what he sees as potentials.
Yeah, and Adamus spends most of his time talking about us behind our backs. And it's all about our journey, and he doesn't like a lot of distractions about the rest of the world. So he takes this opportunity twice a year to do Pronos to say, and here's the global situation as well. It's always fascinating.
But having that kind of information equally sets you up to be far more available to just maintain yourself and know that you don't need to be a part of those distractions.
Exactly. Well, it gives you an understanding of why the world is going crazy. We are going back to Hawaii in February. We've got another Amyo retreat.
Oh, do we have to go back?
Yes. Another Amyo retreat. And again, the name these days is kind of like the old mystery school name. People say, well, what is it? And it's like, I don't know. That's why we call it a mystery school. But we have no idea what he's going to say.
And once again, that's a positive. Meaning that he isn't boring or redundant.
No, no.
He has there's some core things that he wants to share with us, to support where we're going. But he always goes off with the energy of the group. He takes it to a special place. Mm-hmm. And so Jeff and I do make that joke. It doesn't kind of matter what we name things, other than setting the size of the group and that kind of energy. He does. It is what it is.
And this is sold out. So I'm going to move on. Yeah, it's sold out. And the next one is the threshold. That is, I would say about half the content is the same because it's very specific.
He's got a goal.
And I think this is going to be our 15th or 16th threshold that we've done. And there's two spaces left on this one, but I love threshold. It's a kicker.
It's the most personal thing. Adamus literally engages every single person in the threshold several times.
Once a year we do Aspectology Online. It's good for people who are in areas not served by Crimson Circle teachers.
Right.
So we do it online. This will be March 29th through 31st, and it'll be hosted live by Linda and I. Aspectology is one of the three core Crimson Circle courses, cloud classes. There's Sexual Energy School, Aspectology, and Dreamwalker Death are all really core. So that's coming up online. And then back in Hawaii. In April, we've got Amyo Retreat once again. Again, I've kind of subtitled it now based on the last couple. It's Amyo Retreat, Your New Relationship with Energy, because he really goes into Adamus physics, not science physics.
It's
but
very supportive material, supportive.
Yeah, and we have quite a few places on that. We are also going to be doing the Master's Guide. Only two spots left on that one. So if you're interested, do sign up pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay, then what?
Oh, a celebration, a somber celebration in Santa Fe.
You know, before we say too much about that, I want to point out that Linda and I don't particularly, I mean, It's not our favorite thing. That would not be so cool.
No, it's not
appropriate. But why don't you put your chair back?
I will, but let's talk a little.
No.
I understand there's a bit of anxiety, a bit of tension.
No. Linda and I are talking. This is not appropriate, and I have to ask you to leave.
Okay, I'll see you well.
Thank you. Okay. Odd. It's not appropriate at all. You came back to the green room before. That wasn't appropriate, so...
Okay.
So, where was I? Santa Fe. We enjoy doing the small groups because it's really intimate. You get to know everybody. But once in a while, it's fun to have a big party.
A Chambra celebration. Yeah. And we have the best excuse ever.
Which is?
Adamus' 10-year anniversary with us. Yes! Come on! Yeah. And we're very excited. We really thought this through. Where would be someplace special to do this? And for those of you, we love Santa Fe, but hadn't been there in a very long time. And we said Santa Fe. In the summer, Santa Fe is a very beautiful city. It's been named a UNESCO recently.
Creative city.
Yeah, creative city. And we're very, very excited about that. And it's multicultural. There are incredible arts and craft there. It's very, very celebratory.
Beautiful city.
And we've done stuff, but most of the time we've been out on the outskirts. But the truth is, the real beauty and fun of that city is in the center square. So we checked around, and the only real hotel that is big enough to handle a group and will handle a group like you guys is the Hilton right on the square. So we'll be at the Hilton on the square. It's right in the center of everything worth seeing there. So we're very excited about that.
Limited to about 300 Chambra
total.
And we are going to have messages from Adamus, Kathumi, and God knows what other entities. We're going to do an Adamus roast. For those not familiar with a roast, it's kind of a cynical, comedy thing where people are going to talk about Adamus and
in a
nice and funny way.
It wouldn't have worked with Tobias, but it's too easy with Adamus. You know, he's been provocative and pushy,
right.
And I think this could be fun.
And we're down to we've got about 35 spaces left. So if you're thinking about it, you know, it happens a lot of time with Chambra. They're like, well, you know, I want to go, but maybe tomorrow I'll do it. It's like it's selling out pretty quick. So just
ahead.
It's a great city.
Fun. And you'll
and we're
going to
have the Jimmy Statler Band on Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, I realize Chambra really like to dance. Not my favorite thing to do, but Chambra.
Well, it's your favorite thing when you're bummed.
So
that's how I know you're bummed.
We brought back Jimmy Statler, and he's been at some of the other conferences. He's really, really good.
Jeff doesn't dance much either.
No. It lasts about 5 minutes. Boom, and then he's out. Just a shot of the Hilton just to give you an idea of the hotel. We're right on the square where all the activities are taking place.
Full service.
Yeah, there's such a style there. So if you're interested in it, the Adamus 10-year anniversary, it's going to be in Santa Fe. I'm looking forward to it. And just a few shots to create the ambiance.
Well,
what do you call those red things?
Chili peppers?
No, there's a name for it. Yeah, Ristras, yeah. Yeah, I knew there was a name. And what do you call these?
Old energy.
Dreamwalkers. I still like them. I think that we have one at Villa Amio hanging on the deck.
You have one.
Downtown Santa Fe. It's not a real busy place.
Well, no. It can't be.
Well, I know.
That's at nighttime when the shops are closed.
Yeah, but it still is beautiful. So if you're interested in the Adamus 10-year anniversary, it's going to be fun, informative.
Very beautiful.
All the rest of that stuff.
Oh, and if you're into the Indian stuff, there's a place called Bandelier Canyon where they have all the Indian...
Santa's here. It's time now for Chambra News. Okay. You were saying, though, about a lot of activities in the area. Do you want me to go back so you can finish talking?
No, I love being interrupted. Move on.
Okay. she was saying a lot of activities in the area. Bandelier National
Bandelier
Monument.
Bandelier is where there's very old Indian artifacts.
Well, it's so different than the usual Schomburg news. Usually it's boom, 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 Schomburg news. But this is the Christmas, I mean, holiday version of Schomburg news. Okay. As usual, make sure to check out the Schomburg magazine. Good articles, all the information you need to know about events and products. And as we say, it's been delivering beautiful energy since 2004. I actually found the very first newsletter that we ever put out. I found it the other day. And you're the one that suggested we'll show that in Santa Fe to show how it's evolved over the years.
It was a bulletin.
It wasn't even that. It was pretty basic. So it's really evolved. A lot of great news. And just I wanted to have special thanks to Gene Tinder for doing all the editing and Mark Ritter in the back doing high fives and Gene for the art directing. It's the award-winning Schomburg magazine. So, and all the contributors every month, we get a lot of articles in from Schomburg, and it's always a joy and a lot of work. Okay, what else? The Master's Pose. You're not going to talk anymore? I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, I just always get distracted because it looks like menopause
series. Interruption seemed to be kind
of
like the norm today, if you know what I mean. So, Masters, we have a new Master's Pause. The Master's Pause sleeping. So it just came out.
It's very popular. So many of us have been begging for that for months because that's the hardest thing sometimes, is just allowing yourself to sleep.
Yeah, it is.
And so, this really is a supportive.
Well, Adamus came out with the whole thing of the Master's Pause. He said, we're going into this whole embodied realization, but once in a while, you got to pause. And you just got to stop. And, sleeping is one of the issues he wanted to address. So Master's Pause came out, I think, about a month ago, if even that. He does a discussion about what sleep is, and then a guided sleep walk to go with it. And it's available as an audio and a video download. So not just streaming. I mean, you can download it. And only $25. People pay more than that for a good mattress or a nice hotel. We're going to take a look at, I think we have a clip from Master's Pause we're going to take a look at.
No more kombucha for you.
Okay. Talk about sleep, what it is, why it is, and how to do a true master's sleep. Sleep used to be one thing, and it's turned out to be another thing now. We're going to go back. We're going to rediscover what true sleep is, and the difference between sleep and just rejuvenating or resting the body and the mind. When you have a true sleep, a deep, meaningful sleep, you are really actually returning to self, to the I am that I am. You're in that space, of no thing, of no noise, of no pictures, of no mental activity. You're truly in the space of the I exist. That's it. Returning. There's an expression, sleeping like a baby. Sleeping like a baby. Because what happens with that innocent baby that the I am, the soul, comes to it, comes to that little baby, who's not filled with all the mental, who doesn't have all the thoughts going through its head. And the soul comes to it and says, come with me. Come with me on this sleepwalk. Come with me back to the I am. You've lived another day on this planet with all of its intensity and all of its pressure. Come back with me for a moment to remember who you truly are. That's what happens. You don't have to be a little baby. To hear that voice, to feel the presence of the I am. Come back to me for a moment. We've had a day of experiences. A day, another day in the physical body. Another day in the mind, and the mind is really just the house of focus for yourself. Come with me. Back to who you truly are. And this is sleep. I haven't listened to it yet, I don't know, but I heard a lot of people say it has really changed and affected their sleep, so that's a good thing. Anyway, I Am Sleep, available in the Crimson Circle store as a download, and for those who are interested in the other products in the series we just came out with actually recently, there's also I Am Cleansing. It's like doing an energy cleanse in your body. So these are really nice. I mean, they're a little shorter.
And cleansing is really nice because it's about the fact that we're affected by so much in life and that this is here to help support, you know, moving all those, the toxicity of energies and even things that we're exposed to, both known and unknown.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. We're just about to go on break, but I just wanted to mention also the Magic of the Masters from Bled, Slovenia. Featuring Adamas, Saint Germain, Sam, and Kathumi is available in the Crimson Circle store. That's amazing. I mean, the four of them
together. I like Sam especially because he gives such an incredible perspective as a young person on this journey, what it's like and how it feels. And it's very different than what I don't know what I expected, but it was quite interesting to hear his perspective and how he's moving on his journey.
Also, just a reminder, the Master's Life series, Part 8, Nova Vita, is available. And I think the price goes up on December 14th. So if you're interested in that, you want to keep up on that series, Master's Life 8 until December 14th.
All this stuff is just really supporting us on our journey. And the reviews and people's experience with it have really been positive, and it's quite sweet.
And also...
And I love it because it's not about, everybody else in the world. It's about us, each of us individually, supporting our individual journeys. And I like Adamas for that. Okay. We deserve it.
I've got to go back on the slide now because it was, you know, okay. And also, and it was a cool slide. Also, at the movies, the new Angels and Aliens featuring Adamas and other spooks is now up. No, I'm serious. Yeah. Actually, it's from David Thomas, the director and producer of the original Tuning In, Spirit Channelers in America, which actually turned into a book published through Hampton Roads, and then actually is now offered by Gaia, which is just up the road.
Local.
Here. It's so weird that Gaia, which is a big international distributor of kind of new age materials, and Sounds True, and Crimson Circle, all right here in tiny little Louisville, Colorado. That is major weird.
It's an area of spirit.
Anyway, the new movie, Tuning In, Angels and Aliens, is out, featuring Bashar, Cryon, Adamus, and a few other channelers on there. There's a nice segment with Adamus, filmed right here at the studio.
Where and you know how Crimson Circle, you know, Tobias and Adamus feel about aliens.
Well, if you look at the title, Tuning In, Angels and Aliens, I think Adamus is on the Ascended Master angel side. And there are some aliens in the film, but oh well. To be politically correct, they're welcome. I don't think Adamus would agree. So anyway, check it out. There's a trailer on YouTube, or you can watch the entire film on tuninginfilms.com. Starting today, there's a 25% discount, so I think it's like $16 or something. So we do encourage you to check that out. And with that, it's time for our much-needed and deserved break. We're going to be back at 2:30 Denver time, and we're so delighted to have all of you here with us for this Christmas, I'm sorry, Crimson Circle holiday celebration. All right, well, I'm about to go on break, but I'm probably not going to go outside because, baby, it's cold outside.
Oh!
See you back here after the break.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Online and here.